himself for thy pleasure, thou art created, thou art worthy, O Lord. Just worship the Lord. Worthy, O Lord, to receive glory of the above. Thou art created for things and for the pleasure they are. Thou art created, that is none, there is none holy as the Lord. As the Lord, there is none beside you. Just worship the Lord tonight. Baba, God, there is none. Help you. Oh, yes, there is none. Holy as the Lord, there is none. Holy as the Lord, as the Lord, there is none beside you. Oh yes, that there is, and I am in love as the Lord. There is none holy as the Lord. Among the gods, who is like you? You are glorious in holiness and faithful in praises, always doing wonders. Hallelujah. Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness and faithful in praises, always true. He wonders how you do. Like unto thee, hallelujah. Oh, God, who is like unto thee, hallelujah. Oh, God, among the gods, who is like you? You are glorious in holiness. I'm faithful in praises, always true, he wonders, hallelujah. Brethren, that is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah, that is why you are called Jehovah. Jehovah, the Jehovah. What to say you will do? Hallelujah, that is why you are God, Jehovah. Hallelujah, that is why you are God, Jehovah. Jehovah, the CEO, that is why you are God. Jehovah, what you say you will do, what you say you will do, that is what you have done, that is why you are called Jehovah. Ah, that is why you are called Jehovah. Jehovah, they say, oh, that is why you are called Jehovah. Hallelujah, what you say you will do, That is what you are called. Baba, that is why you are called Jehovah. Allow me. Do not allow me. Do not allow me, Jesus, to go empty and dead. Do not allow me. Do not allow me. Do not allow me, Jesus, to go empty and dead. Do not allow me. Do not allow me, Jesus, to go empty-handed. Do not allow me. Do not allow me. Do not allow me, Jesus, to go empty. I am born. Jesus, I have confidence in you. Savior, I have confidence in you. Anytime, anywhere, I have confidence in you. Jesus, I have lift up your voice if you have confidence in the Lord. Baba, Jesus, I have confidence in you. Savior, I have confidence in you. Anytime, anywhere, I have confidence in you. Jesus, I have confidence. Just lift up your voice if you have confidence in the Lord. That your story is about to change. Oh, yes. I have confidence in you. Savior, I have confidence in you. Anytime, anywhere, I have confidence in you. Jesus, oh yeah, I have declare if you have confidence in the Lord, that surely your soul is about to change. Savior, I have confidence in you. Hey. Savior, I have confidence in you. Anytime, everywhere, I have confidence in you. Jesus, oh yeah, I have confidence in you. Oh Savior, I have confidence in you. Are you sure you have confidence in the Lord? Savior, I have confidence in you. Anytime, everywhere, I have confidence in you. Let the living water flow by my soul. Hallelujah. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control of every situation. Father, strong, move my heart, for my curse and body unto you. I sing to the Father, Father, lift up your voice and worship the Lord. It's about to change your story this year. Masutale prosotuba. Father, oh yeah, sing to Savior, Savior, hallelujah.
My father,
I acknowledge the fact that I am a sinner. Please forgive me tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Ask God to forgive me. No medicated soap can wash away sin except the blood of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Father, please forgive me tonight. When you cleanse me tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, cleanse me tonight in the name of Jesus. Cleanse me tonight, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, cleanse me tonight. When you cleanse me tonight in Jesus' name, we are prayed. Say, oh Lord, my Father, let the heaven over my prayer. Open my fire tonight in the name of Jesus. Pray. Let the heaven over your prayer tonight open in the name of Jesus. Every power that want to deny you answers to your prayer, let them be arrested tonight. Be arrested, arrested. Open your aha. That is it. In the name of Jesus. Open your prayer in the name of Jesus. Pray. That are prayer to pray tonight. I beg you in the name of Jesus. Open your prayer. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Open your Yes. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Listen very much, beloved. Tonight is another special night. Don't say it's a normal night that you used to. Beloved, when you have ever had a dream that you are losing your shoe in the dream, that is the full-time agenda of the enemy to attack your marital breakthrough. You lost your shoe in the dream, there is battle to fight. You need to take over the shoe back, because the shoe signifies your establishment. Many of us are not married today because there are some dreams that we have dealt in the past that we have forgotten about. That's why the enemy are fighting you day and night. You are going to lift up a voice loud and clear. You are going to shout this out without apology to any power. Say, my father. Beloved, the Bible said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established. It is that's why this he said you decree. Ezekiel decreed. You need to decree. He said, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established. Then after it's established, then the light shall shine upon your ways. There are some ways that are dark right at the moment. But tonight I decree, by the power and the name of Jesus, God will shine his light in your ways in the name of Jesus. So you have a role to play, and God has a role to play. It's a covenant giving God. You play your part, then God will tell you back. Shout this one right. Say, my father. Any power that says I will never settle down maritally. Hey, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. They have stolen something in your dreams. Help yourself with that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Look at what's happening. Pray. Any power that had vowed from your father's house, from your mother's house, that you will never settle down prematurely. In the name of Jesus, they must die. 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 Aha. Pray. My sister, don't jump with that prayer. This is an opportunity for you. The heaven has responded to your cry at all. Don't jump with this prayer at all. They say you will not marry. Enough is enough. You are not the God. You at your age. You need to cry to the heavens. Enough is enough. I reject that evil decree. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Any vow, any covenant that has established that will never set you the marriage. In the name of Jesus, hear in the word of the Lord. Be wasted tonight. In Jesus' name, we are praying. We are going to pray. Beloved, the Bible says there is hope in a tree. If there is pour of water upon like this, it will spring up again. When God descends water upon the tree, it will, no matter how dead it looks like. You are going to pray this prayer point loud and clear. Shout this one without any. Say, any strong man in my father's house that is troubling my marital settlement. Hey, you are a liar. Die. Anyone that needs to die for me to settle down maritally, you are a liar. Die. You need to know that prayer. Something is happening in that prayer. In the name of Jesus, any power that need to die for you to settle down. You are a liar. Help yourself to them. Something is happening already. In the name of Jesus. Something is happening already. That's it. Yes. Open your mouth and pray that prayer to them. In the name of Jesus. Any power that needs to die for you to settle the monastery. You are a liar. Da. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this on yourself. Many things are going on in the dream that many of us don't know. And that is the reason why we are battling what we are battling through. I repeat myself. If your shoe has been stolen in the dream, whether you can remember that or not, I want you to pay this one with angry lion. That is why relationship will start. It will do so rosy at the start, but at the end of the day, something will just disappear. Why? A shoe has been stolen. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, any evil covenant working against my physical marriage. You are a liar. Break in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, break. Break the covenant now. Something must happen. Every new covenant working against your physical marriage. Enough is enough. Oh yeah, break by fire. Yes. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Don't joke with the prayer at all. Something must happen to them. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, some beauty have been stolen in the dream. Some shoes, I repeat, have been stolen in the dream. You find that you are looking for your shoe in the dream and you cannot find it anymore. I'm emphasizing on this thing because that is one of the key avenues that the enemy secretly enter people's lives. You are going to say this one loud and clear. Say, every wicked hand that have been placed on my life for me to fail in marriage without my fire. Oh yeah, wither. You can everyone placed upon you for you to fail. Oh yeah, wither by fire. 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 Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, wither by fire in the mighty name of Jesus. Look at what's happening. Help yourself tonight. That's it. Open your wither by fire. In the name of Jesus, every evil hand placed upon my life, say, I will never set you down this time. You are a liar. Wither. In Jesus' name, we are praised. Ecclesiastes chapter 4 verse 9. The Bible says, it is not good for a man to be alone. He said, how can a man be alone? How will the person want, if anyone fall, who will bring them up? I decree every cause of loneliness in your life is broken tonight in the name of Jesus. It's broken in the name of Jesus. Aha! You are here. You are overdue to get married. But there are some forces fighting it. You are going to say this one loud and clear. But I bet you don't joke with yourself. It's up to you now. You are going to say this one without, say, I recover all my destiny shoes that have been stolen by the enemy in my dream in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, recover. Recover the shoe now in the name of Jesus. You might think it's just natural that somebody walk out of your life. Yes, shoe have been stolen in the dream. Oh, put your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Help your pray. Look at what's happening. You recover them. Recover them tonight in the name of Jesus. Recover them tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha! Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Many of us, when suitors, when they see us, they will love us with anything. But at some place, at some time in the journey of the relationship, they begin to hate us. Not that you fall into sin. No. There is something in your life that is carrying your divine suitors away. You need to get that thing out of your life. If you are in your room, begin to shake your body and vigorously. Nobody looking at you. I'm not even saying you. I want to do this a deliverance prayer. Shout this one loud and clear. Because if men are seeing you and they say, my sister, I just want to marry you. Do you mind? You serious? Yes. Okay, let's see how it goes. 1 month is fine. 2 months is fine. 3 months is fine. 4th month, he just changed his mind. You know, I'm really getting fed up and tired of what's going on here. Then the enemy will not put problem on him. So that he will not even have your time anymore. Why? There is something in your life that is pushing them away. You are going to gather your strength to pray. I beg you, if this one applies to you, even in the room where you are, begin to shake your body, get out. I'm by fire. You are going to pray. Say anything in my life. Scanning away my divine partner. Yeah, the word of the Lord. Get out by fire. Help yourself to life. Maruzeke telemo. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, out, out, out. Sister, I see something get out of you now. Oh, yeah, get out. Shake that thing out of your life. In the name of Jesus. Shake it out. Why are they not looking at you? Shake that thing out. The demon must leave you. The demon must leave you tonight. In the name of Jesus. Anything in your life scaring away your ordained suitors. Oh, God, arise. Oh, yeah, overcome the situation. Get nothing out of your life. Any serpentine spirit inside of your life. Any scary demon that will push them away. Open your water prayer. Out. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I pray for somebody here tonight. Because of the prayer you just prayed now. That thing planted in you that is magnetizing you to wrong people. It has been flushed out tonight. In the name of Jesus, is I'm in front of tonight. You are going to say this so loud and clear. Say foundational pollution. Working against my marital settlement. You don't understand what I'm talking about? Some people's battle is foundation. For their mother to get married, they took years. For them to get married, they took years. Even for their mother to get married, for to get to give back to that marriage is years. Some people, they will get married, stand very well, and they are not even enjoying it. There is battle upon battle. It's as a result of foundation. The 11th Psalm 11 verse 3, he said, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? The good thing is that the righteous can pray. Say foundational pollution. Walking against my divine settlement. You are a liar. Die by fire. Die. In the name of Jesus. Look at what is happening already. Pray that prayer. I know the way you are praying that prayer, my sister. Something is happening already in the spirit. I can see the angel beside you. Oh, yeah. That is it. Yes. In the name of Jesus. That is it. In Jesus, mighty name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself again. If you love yourself, pray this next one. If you don't love yourself, you can keep quiet. But you know, I know that there is somebody on this line. You are on the first priority list of heaven to say enough is enough of singleness. So if you are on the priority list, I want to cry this one. Because there is somebody, I always tell you here, there is a Satan listening to me tonight. A man has been looking for you. Yes, the man is not finding you. Why? It's as a result of these powers of darkness. You are going to shout this one out of here. Listen very well. If you are in the assembly, and let's say, for example, you are in a school, and you are in a large assembly. If somebody on the podium of the school should shout your name, you will respond quickly. You will stand up and say, yes, I am here. You know what? You need to command your divine suitors. Wherever you are, appear by fire. That's the prayer point. So I beg you, me, I'm not praying that, I'm praying it because of you now. Your divine suitors must appear. The louder you pray, the better for you. And you know that if you hear your voice, they will respond to your voice. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my divine suitors that will make my life better. Wherever you are, appear by fire. Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. I stand here to decree to somebody's life. It doesn't matter how far your suitors are. In the name that is above every other name, that person that heaven has ordained to make you joyful, before the end of this year, there shall be an emergency meeting. In the name of Jesus. Aha. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray. Beloved, sometimes you have reported your case to an unfriendly friend. And when you report your case for them like this, they will give you a wrong advice about the person that God has ordained for you. You are going to pray. Say, every evil unfriendly friend that has determined that my marriage will not work. You are a liar. Depart from me by fire. Depart, depart, depart. I separate myself from you by fire, by force. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Depart, 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 depart. I separate myself from you. Open your mouth and pray. You have revealed your secret to your enemy. Help yourself tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha. Yes, 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 yes. Pray. Aha, that's it. In the name of Jesus. Pray for yourself, for myself. In the name of Jesus. Pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. I want you to pray this next word. Don't say it doesn't concern you. The Bible says, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things has passed away. Behold, everything has become new. So, although the old thing has passed away, everything is becoming new, but there is still some battle you need to fight. Listen very carefully to this prayer point. Say, any mistake I have ever made in the past that is affecting my divine settlement in marriage. By fire, by force, be corrected now. Pray. Open your mouth, my sister. In the name of Jesus, the mistake you have made before that is affecting your divine settlement. Oh, you have been corrected. By fire, by force. Look at what's going on. Thank God to correct the mistake tonight. In the name of Jesus, it shall be corrected tonight. Any mistake I've made in the past affecting my divine settlement, open your mouth, pray. Father, let your mercy correct the mistake. In the name of Jesus, let your mercy correct the mistake tonight. Oh God of mercy, please correct the mistake. Correct the mistake tonight. In the name of Jesus, correct the mistake tonight. In the name of Jesus, any mistake I've ever made in the past, oh Lord, Father, please correct it. Father, correct it. By your mercy, Father, correct it. That say I will not say to thy marriage, the mistake I made. I am sorry, oh Lord. Please tonight, please correct the mistake. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Are you here tonight? You have almost lost confidence in your settling now. I'm telling you tonight, the journey that you need to make to your divine settlement is very short. Just hold on to God and you will see that you will laugh last. In the name of Jesus, you will laugh last. You are going to pray. Ha! Say whether the enemy like it or not. Over my marital issue, I shall laugh last in the name of Jesus. Help yourself tonight in that prayer. Father, I shall laugh last. It doesn't matter what people are asking me. I shall laugh last. It doesn't matter what I'm passing through. I shall laugh last. Help yourself, yourself, yourself. Aha! Pray. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the name Jesus. Aha! Pray. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Whatever, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus, tonight, I will laugh last, oh Lord, over these things. My friends are getting married. It doesn't matter. I rejoice with them. My enemies are getting married. It doesn't matter. I rejoice with them. My junior ones are getting married. It doesn't matter. I rejoice with them. But one thing I know, over your own marital settlement, you will laugh last. You will laugh last. The best is yet to come. Open your mouth and pray. You will laugh last. It doesn't matter what you are talking about. You shall laugh last. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Can somebody please open Job 22 verse 28. I want somebody to open it and please unmute yourself and read it. I don't want to read it here. I want to tell you the importance of the prayer that I've been praying now. Job chapter 22 verse 28. Anybody has been led by the Spirit of God should open it. We are going to open it. Another person should open Numbers chapter 14 verse 28. Numbers 14 28. So that we will know the effect of prayer we are going to pray next. So Job 22 28. Anybody, please, I don't want to read it myself. You are going here, but I don't want to read it. I want anybody to read it. Job 22 verse 28. If you are being led by the Spirit, any evangelist on the line, anybody should just unmute yourself and read it. Amen. Anybody? No Bible scholar there?
For thou?
Yeah. Which, you are reading 22, 28, am I right?
28. Yes.
Okay.
For thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established.
Thou shalt decree a thing.
And it shall be established.
It shall be established. Go on.
Unto thee. And the light shall shine upon thy
life. I decree to your life tonight. Ha! In the name that is above every other name. Because of the prayer you have prayed so far tonight, the light of God is about to shine upon your life. In the name of Jesus. He said, thou shalt decree it, and it shall be established. And the light of God shall shine upon your ways. I want the other person to open Numbers chapter 14 verse 28. So if you are closing your mouth, it's not the reason why I'm showing the prayer. Numbers 14 28. As truly as I live, what did he say?
Say unto them.
He said, as truly as I live, say unto them.
Say the Lord.
Say to the Lord.
What he has spoken in my ears.
Whatever you tell me that can hear, that is God talking to somebody here. Whatever you say to me to do,
what will I do to you?
So will I do to you. Now, thank you very much, ma'am. You are going to pray. I don't know what you want to tell God, though, but the remaining prayer point, you want to use it to pray this one seriously. Say, whatever my ancestors has done, that is affecting my divine settlement in marriage. Ah, inspire my fire. Pray. My sister, pray that prayer. That's what you have been waiting for. Help yourself in that prayer. Whatever my ancestors have done, that is after, you better say it. He says, you have spoken into my hearing. So will I do unto you. Whatever my ancestors have done, that is affecting your settlement in marriage. Only now, inspire my fire. Inspire my fire. Expire my fire. In the name of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself in the name of Jesus. My sister, that's your prayer point. You have been waiting for this prayer for a long time. Pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Aha! In the name Jesus. Pray for yourself, myself. In Jesus' name, we are praying. One of the things I'm begging God for, and I've been begging for on your behalf, is that very soon, everyone I'm praying for here must their prayer point must change. You have been praying, Father, I want to marry. When you marry, that means your prayer point for this level has changed. You might move to another level of prayer. To the glory of the Almighty God, for those who notice, those who are in Telegram, I've removed two people from that list today. Why? They got married today. They have been seeing themselves before. They don't count themselves as somebody who could settle down. But today, 7th of September, they settled down, they got married. Why? Because they spoke something to the heart of the Lord. And God count their effort. I am decreed to somebody's life. I don't know the level you are. Whether you are in a relationship or not, yours shall be the next. In the mighty name of Jesus. I don't know how God will do it, though, but I have a confidence in the Lord. That's why I stand this on the left. I have confidence in you. Jesus, I have confidence in you. Savior, I have confidence in you. Anytime, anywhere, I have confidence in you. Savior, beloved, I decree tonight, in the name that is above every name, concerning your marital matter, it shall be urgent in the eyes of the Lord, in the name of Jesus. It shall be urgent. 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 In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray. Say, arrow of disappointment. Fire into my life. By fire. That sister understand the prayer point. Arrow of disappointment. Help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, we have a fire. 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 Pray, pray, pray. In the name of Jesus, we have a fire tonight. In the name Jesus, by fire tonight, in the name of Jesus, do canal, arrow of disappointment, constant disappointment, you must by fire tonight, enough is enough, by fire tonight, in Jesus' name, we are praying, amen, 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 we are still praying, you are going to pray this next one for yourself, say any evil covenant, operating in my life that is making me remain like this. God of Jesus, break the covenant tonight. Break, 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 break by fire. Break, break, break by fire. Break, break, break any covenant that you have entered into that has kept your life like this. Oh, yeah, break the covenant tonight. You must move forward. Oh, yeah, break. 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 Oh, yeah. My sister, break that prayer. Break, break, break. Break that prayer. Break, break, break. Oh, yeah, break the covenant tonight. Something must happen in your life. Enough of delay. Enough of delay. Pray for yourself in the name of Jesus. Aha! In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. I pray for somebody here. Anyone that has vowed that your divine suitor will not locate you. I am begging God tonight. Let the ground open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. You are going to pray for yourself. It doesn't matter what you are tonight. You are going to say this over yourself. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. I am tired of this present condition. Arise and change my story maritally. Open your water prayer. People have been calling you miss. They say you are master. Look at your age. Something must happen. There you are. There are some people. Their children are already 16 years old. You are still struggling as a single. You need to cry to heaven tonight. Enough is enough. Father, I need a change of story. Open your water prayer. I need a change of story. I need a change of story. I need a change of story. Aha. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That's it. In Jesus' name. We pray. You are still breaking prayer. You are going to say this one like a prayer. This one is a spiritual prayer. It might not be physical but spiritual. Do you know that some people can go behind you? They can go behind you to spoil good things in your life. I've told you this story before. I know of a sister back home in Nigeria at that time. We were still in university. The lady happened to be my neighbor at home, and the fiancé lived far from us. When she moved to my area, listen very carefully to this story. When she moved to my area, that's how the devil can arrange something to block the future that you have got. When the lady moved to my area, you know, as young as we were that time, all the boys in the area gathered together. Oh, there's a new girl in this area, blah, 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 which is no matter. And lo and behold, the lady said, sorry, I have a fiancé, somebody that I want to marry. Oh, his name is Susan, but he doesn't live in this area. So the guy said, oh, guys, you know, guys, they're just luring the girl. But what am I talking about? Because of what the girl has been doing, the girl kept herself away from all other boys, which is good. But one way or the other, the devil ministered to that girl. He made a singular mistake. What singular mistake? And a guy that's been a full-time deceiver came as if a wolf that came in the form of a lamb. A full-time deceiver to make sure, hey, sorry, I love you, I love you, and everything like that, now penetrated to the lady, messed up the lady's life, messed up her life, to say that the lady had to leave the other guy alone. When the guy found out, the guy was heartbroken. That, yeah, I've been keeping my body for you for years. How can somebody came from nowhere? The lady now realized a mistake. Now he now gathered people around. And this guy has got plans. We are going to go to this, we are going to do this, we are going to do that. And the lady just, one singular mistake messed up. And I warned her, I told her, I warned her, but she never listened to me. Until when the mistake was done. But thank God for the Spirit of God in that guy's life. The guy forgave her and they continue the relationship. Today, they have their children settled in Canada. They have self-husband and wife. They are living very well, almost 18 years of marriage now. This is what I'm talking about, 18 or 20 years. They are living very well now. Now let me tell you one thing. If the other guy that came is somebody that the enemy has planted to destroy good things for this girl's future, I beg you, please hold on to yourself. Hold on to God, the author and the finisher of your faith. By the time God will do the thing, you will not be, God, where has this man been for years? Where has this boy been for years? That is how your story will be. But I know one thing for sure, that in the name that is above every other name, it doesn't matter how good the level you are. This year, the Lord will connect to that person that will make your joy full forever in the name of Jesus. You cannot be praying like this and still make a mistake in the future. You are going to pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, we can gang up in my foundation. Aside to stop my marital blessings. Hey, scatter by fire, pray. Every gang up in my foundation that is determined to stop my marital blessings. Oh yes, scatter. My sister, pray that prayer. You know what I'm talking about. You don't understand the prayer more than everybody here. Pray that prayer seriously. The gang up in your father's house, the gang up in your mother's house that has determined to stop your marital breakthroughs. Oh yes, scatter them tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus. That sister needs to be delivered. No. I know you are praying it. The angel of God is beside you. In the name of Jesus, you must be set free. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to say this one. This one is spiritual. Every evil personality. Revealing my secret to the enemy of my destiny. This can be destroyed by fire. Every personality revealing your secret to your enemy. Hear the word of the Lord. Scatter by fire. Pray. In the name of Jesus, oh yes, scatter now, oh yes, scatter now, oh yes, aha, that is it. Pray. Every personality revealing your secret to the enemy. In the name of Jesus, this shall be scattered, this shall be scattered, this shall be scattered. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Pray this up for yourself. Say, every evil hand diverting my divine suitor away from me. You better command me how to win that. Is you are, I told you, we read in Romans chapter 14, verse 18, 28 now, that as you have spoken into my hearing, who is what you say? If you just say, you are not saying anything, you are murmuring. You are murmuring. But whatever you say with authority, he said, behold, he has given unto you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion. So you have the power already. If you don't have the you have been sleeping for years. What is the solution? You need to pray for your life. You are going to shout. Shout this one without apology to any power. Hey, there is somebody here. I pray for you today. In the name that is above every name. This year, people shall gather to celebrate you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Say, every evil hand. Diverting my device to throw away from me. Hey, we die by fire. Pray. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. Help yourself in that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Pray. That's it. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we pray. You don't understand that prayer point. Beloved, let me tell you one thing. You might be at the bus, and your suitors are at the bus stop, about to enter the same bus with you to meet you. Just that's what ever that's arranged. Somebody will just call him. Hey, tell me how are you? You okay? That's start gisting. Then the bus will close the door again. The bus will go away, then family will take the next bus. That's how you miss the person. There's an evil hand that has diverted that person away from you. You are going to pray that prayer one more time. Say, every evil hand diverting my suitors away from me. We die by fire. Pray. Aha! That is it. Pray. Hey, look at what's happening already. Pray with that. Pray for your settlement in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, pray for your settlement in the name of Jesus. Oh yeah, pray for your settlement in the name of Jesus. Pray. In the name of Jesus. Aha! That's it. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are still praying for yourself. Amen. The Bible says, and the answer I said to him, in Matthew chapter 19, verse 4, he said, have you not read that he who made him at the beginning made them male and female, and said, for this reason, a man shall leave his father and his mother, and join to his wife, and two of them shall become one flesh. What does that statement mean? There is somebody ordained by heaven. The Bible says, heaven and earth may pass away, but the word of God will never go fulfilled. So if Jesus can say this in 99, don't you read in the beginning, in the book of Genesis, that you will leave your father's house, leave your mother's house, and you will cleave to your wife, and two of you shall become one. There is somebody looking for you now, my sister. Why? The prayer we are praying is to make sure that the powers of your father's house that is preventing the person from locating you, that power shall be dealt with tonight. Shout this prayer point, the same prayer point that we pray. That I don't know the person tonight. There is an evil hand that is diverting the person from you. I want you to gather your strength as you pray this next prayer. The same prayer point, you are going to say that this, the evil hand. That is diverting my divine partner away from me. Hey, you are a liar. We die by fire. Pray. We die by fire. That is it. Open your mouth and pray in the name of of Jesus. Pray. Help yourself tonight. My brother, my sister, this is an opportunity. In the name of Jesus, every hand that is diverting your suit away from you, we die. We die. We die. We die. We die. We die. In Jesus' name, they are withered. We are making progress. Going to round over soon. Pray this next one. Say failure at the edge of breakthroughs. There are several people here that have got that kind of problem. I want you to deal with it once and for all. You are going to turn that prayer to machine gun prayer. Die by fire. Die. Please. I beg you, if you know how the thing is paining my body, I'm feeling as if you are not praying enough. I'm telling you, there are some situations that will not change. Until when you are aggressive about your condition. Until when you are aggressive about your condition, the situation remains unchanged. You are going to gather your strength and pray the prayer point. Loud and clear. Say failure at the edge of marital breakthroughs. My life is not your candidate. Break by fire. Aha! You need to pray that prayer. That is why we are here tonight. Pray that prayer tonight. Something must happen in your life. You must make progress. You must move forward. You must make progress. You must move forward. You must make progress. You must move forward. You must make progress. Move forward. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. We are going to pray for yourself again. Say this one loud and clear. That's some of us. When we sleep on our bed, JJ, on our own, spirit husband and spirit wife will just come. They will molest the person and you got no control over them. They will do what they want to do and disappear. The following day, you know that something has penetrated into you. You are going to pray. I want to divorce them today. I remember when we read Numbers 14:28, as truly as the Lord liveth, whatever you say into my hearing, so will I do from you. You are going to pray. Say the woman will say spirit husband. The man will say spirit wife. Or that will just even say generally spirit spouse. You are going to say every wicked spirit spouse attacking me day and night. Hey, yeah, the word of the Lord scatter by fire. Pray. Aha! Oh, yes, scatter them tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter them tonight in the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter them tonight in the name of Jesus. Aha! Pray. Tell God to scatter them tonight. Oh, Lord, scatter them tonight. Father, scatter them tonight in the name of Jesus. Open your heart, pray. In the name of Jesus. Ah, yeke, open your heart, pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. This prayer point that we are about to pray, we are going to pray it 3 odd times because of a sister here. If you can take a few minutes to round up this prayer, to be aggressive in this last 3 prayer points for this session, you will laugh last. I can guarantee that for you. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, my enemies waiting to laugh at me. Oh, God, arise. Surprise them this year. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Father, surprise them this year. Help yourself in that prayer. My sister, you are not praying enough. Oh? They're going to surprise them this year. This very year, God will surprise them. God will surprise them. God will surprise them. Enough is enough. I've been living lonely all this while. Nothing is happening to me. Father, surprise them this year. Open your mouth and pray that prayer in the name of Jesus. Father, surprise them. Oh, do I surprise them? Oh, no, surprise them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, do I surprise them? In the name of Jesus. Oh, do I surprise them? In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Somebody chatted with me on the church website. I don't know which country the person is. I don't even remember. Oh, pastor, I've got this one, spirit husband. When I close my eyes, they sleep with me. When I see in the afternoon, they come and sleep with me. When I say, madam, are you married? I don't even know why. She said, no. Okay. Okay. I've got a single prayer line. Do you mind joining? No. You see, Pastor, that marriage, I'm not even thinking about. I said, I don't want you in that prayer line. I don't want you there. You know why? The prayer line I'm talking about is for those who the enemy has captured, you will never set you down. And they are determined to say, you don't look my enemy, I'll deal with you. It's those who are determined to fight the enemy. It's not those who are still contemplating whether to, you are going to pray that prayer one more time. The enemy that is waiting to laugh at you, God must surprise them. Or no, no more so. You are going to shout this one loud and clear. Say, you my enemy. Waiting to laugh at me. Because of my condition. Oh God, arise. Surprise them this year. Open your mouth and tell God. As you have spoken in God's hearing, it will do unto you. Father, surprise them. What do I surprise them? Ha. Oh God, surprise me. Hey, come and surprise me. Your wonderful is your name, oh Lord. Father, come and surprise me. Alua, surprise me, oh Lord. I pray for these ones tonight in the name of Jesus. I use the brother and the sister that God made today as a point of contact. These ones, oh Lord, Father, surprise them. Olua, surprise them. Ayeraye, surprise them. Olorun, surprise them. They have been waiting for you, Lord. They have been keeping the money for you. Father, please, oh Lord, by your mercy, oh Lord, Father, surprise them. Olua, surprise them. In the miraculous way, before this week expire, God will surprise somebody in the name of Jesus. Open what I pray, Father Lord, surprise them in Jesus' name. We pray. We are going to pray that prayer one more time because it is for those who are ready for the surprise. If you think you are still, don't be like my junior brother when he got married in Nigeria, and maybe he now relocated to South Africa. So the wife was in Nigeria at that time. And the wife was been trying visa, and visa I didn't get through. And when did that go through? Where should I go to? She said, hey, my dear, how are you? Congratulations. Thank God, I've got my visa. He said, sorry, I've not bought bed. You have not bought sports things. So you can't come. He said, which come? He said, if you are sleeping on the floor, we are sleeping on the floor together. But I've been waiting for this thing for you. You are not telling me, today we are settled down. They have their two children, and they are enjoying themselves. Why? Because when they denied that girl for the first time, you know what she did? She just left her church and went to prayer city. I'm applying again. If they don't give this, I'm going from this prayer city to embassy. They must give me this, I must go and meet my mother. The Bible said, the kingdom of God suffers violence. It's only when you are violent that you can possess your possession. They take it by force. You can't, the enemy will not give you what you deserve just like that. No! You have to contend for those things. He take it by force. You are going to pray that prayer. Because I have a confidence in the Lord. That's why I sang the song earlier. Somebody here tonight, God will surprise you this year. In a miracle, in an unexpected way, He will surprise you this year. In the name of Jesus, you are going to lift up your voice loud and clear. Say, my Father, my Father, my Father. Hey, there are many people waiting to laugh at me. Hey, oh God, arise. Surprise them this year. Open your mouth and pray for yourself tonight. It's an opportunity for yourself. Help yourself in that prayer. Olua, surprise them. Something must happen in my life. Father, surprise me, Lord. Father, surprise this one, Lord. In the name of Jesus, help yourself tonight. In the name of Jesus, Father, not surprise this one, Lord. From number one to number two, everyone on them on the night of life, Father, surprise them. Father, make their case a wonder. And let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. I pray for somebody here tonight. The Lord will open your spiritual eyes. Many of us are seeing men like trees. the person that God has ordained for you, you are seeing them as something else. And I beg you, God, in the name that is above every other name, open their eyes. Open their ears. They will not take the wrong step in life. The enemy are waiting to mock them. Father, surprise them. Surprise them a lot. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you, sister. Anything that is planted in your life against your marital sentiment, today I uproot them in the name of Jesus. I pray anything that is fighting your marriage from settling down, I forsake it today in the name of Jesus. The shoe that the enemy is taking from you, I command you to recover the shoe tonight in the name of Jesus. The wedding gown that they have been stolen from somebody here, recover them tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. The rod of the wicked will not prosper your marriage in Jesus' name. The witchcraft manipulation will no longer function over your life in the name of Jesus. I declare to somebody here, your life is already in captivity, but because you are this light tonight, the blood of Jesus will release you from that captivity in the name of Jesus. I cover you with the blood of Jesus. It is well with you. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen. Amen. Amen in Jesus' name. And we share the grace and fellowship, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the same fellowship of the Holy Spirit. Be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Don't forget, tomorrow is the general prayer line, 10 o'clock to 11 o'clock. As you join it, pray with our season, your testimony by manifest. I will soon congratulate everybody here as I've done for this one yesterday, this morning, in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Seven thunders, hallelujah, I want to go. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you all. Have a wonderful night. Bye for now.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Thank God you bless you. Bye-bye.
Night. Good night. Thank you very much, sir. God bless you.
God bless you, ma'am.